Welcome to The Flash Business, where we dissect the economic engines driving markets and opportunities. Today, we delve into the complexities surrounding the U.S. economic landscape, from inflation's mixed signals to the Federal Reserve's cautious steps, and explore groundbreaking tax credit guidance shaping investment in renewable energy and advanced manufacturing sectors. Stay tuned as we unpack the intricate balancing acts facing policymakers and investors alike. Inflation has always been a hot-button issue, but March 2024's figures present a particularly mixed bag for the Federal Reserve. With the personal consumption expenditures, or PCE, inflation data accelerating to 3.5%, what does this mean for our economic outlook, Laura?
Indeed, Wendy, the uptick in the PCE inflation data throws a wrench into the gears of monetary policy decision-making. Even as the U.S. economy demonstrated robust growth, with a 3.3% increase in the last quarter of 2023, this swell in consumer prices is deepening the conundrum for both consumers and policymakers. It complicates the Federal Reserve's task of calibrating interest rate adjustments to sustain economic health without putting undue pressure on consumer spending.
With Americans facing a staggering 20% price increase since the pandemic began, how are these inflation trends affecting consumer and policymaker confidence?
The persistent inflation, especially in areas like auto insurance and healthcare, indeed challenges the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target. While some sectors like groceries show minimal increases, the overarching trend points to sustained inflation due to factors like labor shortages and supply chain disruptions. This forces the Fed into a tightrope walk of employing rate hikes to temper inflation, knowing well that such measures also escalate borrowing costs, affecting housing and consumer spending.
So with these developments, are any rate cuts on the horizon, or is the Fed likely to hold its course?
Analysts are now hedging their bets on the timing and possibility of rate cuts. Initially, there was optimism that economic slowdown might allow the Fed some room to maneuver. However, with inflation remaining stubbornly high, any potential cuts may be pushed back. This leaves the Federal Reserve balancing the pursuit of stabilizing inflation against supporting continued economic growth amidst heightened uncertainties.
Moving on, Rachel, March's persistent inflation poses serious questions about the Federal Reserve's next steps. Could you elaborate on these concerns?
Certainly, Wendy. Despite projections for a cooling period, the PCE price index's continued ascent signals enduring price pressures. This not only poses challenges for U.S. economic stability, but also scrutinizes the Biden administration's approaches to these issues. With prices for essentials like food, rent, and gas remaining considerably high, this scenario spotlights the difficulty in navigating a path to sustainable growth while minimizing the burden on American households.
There seems to be a shift in the Federal Reserve's stance on rate cuts. What's driving this change?
Initial optimism for up to 3 rate cuts in 2024 has waned as inflation remains stubbornly high. Recent statements from Fed officials, including Chair Jerome Powell, suggest a growing inclination to delay or limit rate cuts. This reflects a cautious stance from the Fed, aiming to balance the necessity of controlling inflationary pressures against the backdrop of strong consumer spending and continuous economic activities.
Tax credits are a critical tool in driving investments in key sectors. Sean, what's the latest from the Treasury Department and IRS on this front?
The Treasury and IRS recently unveiled significant guidance under the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 and the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022. This includes innovative options for direct pay and the transferability of tax credits, marking a substantial shift in how tax incentives are utilized. Particularly, the option to transfer certain credits could invigorate investment across renewable energy and advanced technology sectors, creating dynamic markets for these incentives while ensuring rigorous transparency and accountability requirements are maintained.
How could these developments influence the broader economic and investment landscape?
By making tax credits more accessible and flexible, especially through transferability, the government aims to catalyze investment in innovation-driven sectors. This not only opens new financial strategies for entities in these areas, but also signifies a progressive approach to tax legislation, albeit one that requires entities to navigate complex implementation and compliance pathways carefully.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, we're reminded of the delicate balance facing economic growth, inflation management, and regulatory innovation. From the Federal Reserve's cautious navigation of a complex economic landscape to groundbreaking tax credit guidance, it's clear that strategic foresight and careful policy crafting will be key in steering the U.S. economy. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand.